Welcome to the Blooming Wand Podcast. I'm Emily O'Neill, evidential psychic medium, intuitive healer, and coach. Here on this podcast, I guide you on a journey of self-reflection using the wisdom of the tarot. As a way to honor the flux and flow of life, on each full and new moon, I pull three cards which inspire an intention and affirmation to illuminate your path. Think of them as themes to guide you as we move through coming days. So grab your journals, light a candle, and settle into the present moment. Let's delve into the enchanting archetypes of the tarot, uncovering the magic and messages they hold for all of us. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive in. On March 25th, we have a full moon, and I have our new tarot-curated intention and affirmation ready for us to work with. This moon cycle, I used the Smithwaite tarot deck, and we pulled Strength, the Three of Swords, and the Eight of Swords. Be sure to have a look at the cards to see what they awaken in you. You can do so by going to bloomingwand.com, click explore, go to the blog, you'll see pictures of the cards, as well as a full transcript of this podcast for quick and easy reference. If you'd like to get full and new moon tarot curated intentions and affirmations sent right to your email inbox, I'd invite you to sign up for my newsletter. Here's our intention. Hardship is a universal experience. For me, challenges have revealed a strength I didn't know I possessed. And this strength is rooted in the ability to extend kindness and understanding towards myself, even when that's really hard to do. Here's our affirmation. Self-compassion is a sign of inner strength. In the throes of panic or intense emotions, the Strength card offers powerful guidance. It reminds us that true strength lies in quiet control, not aggression. Like the woman gently holding the lion's jaws in the card, we're encouraged to approach challenges with grace and self-compassion. So when you look at the Strength card, you see a background of yellow, which makes me think of the sun. You see a woman draped in white with flowers, and she's holding the jaws of a lion. So you'll hear me reference this imagery quite a bit throughout the podcast. So do make sure to have a look at the cards. This archetype isn't about overcoming a challenge, but finding stillness within it. So this isn't about powering through difficult times. It's about finding a place of rest in the middle of everything that's going on. So by taking a deep breath and connecting with our inner calm, we can tap into intuition to navigate difficult emotions. And you know I love to talk about intuition. The Strength card doesn't promise sunshine and rainbows, but it empowers us to face challenges with courage, self-love, and unwavering inner strength. Now, the Strength card in the tarot speaks volumes about how to navigate moments of panic and intense emotion. It's like, raise your hand if you've been feeling intense emotion lately. If you can't see me, my hand is raised. I think everybody's kind of feeling the feels these days. There's a lot going on. Here's what this archetype teaches us when we're feeling overwhelmed. One of its themes is inner strength over brute force. That's why you see this feminine figure basically taming a lion, right? So inner strength over brute force. The image of the woman calmly holding the lion's jaws shut reminds us that true strength doesn't come from aggression or force. It comes from a quiet confidence and inner power that allows us to approach challenges with grace and control. And that quiet confidence and inner power can be difficult to find when we're in panic mode or feeling intense emotions. But just because it can be difficult to find doesn't mean that it's not there. It is there. It's always there. Sometimes we just have to really let go and surrender to the moment to find it. Another theme of the archetype of strength is gentleness and compassion. The woman's gentle touch on the lion's jaw signifies the importance of compassion, even in the face of something seemingly threatening. During moments of panic, self-compassion is crucial. Instead of berating ourselves for feeling overwhelmed, it's important to acknowledge the emotions and approach them with understanding and curiosity. Another theme is calming the storm. The Strength card represents finding the stillness within the storm. When emotions run high, it's easy to get swept away. I know I can definitely relate to that. This card reminds us to take a deep breath, to center ourselves, and connect with that inner calm that resides within all of us. Another theme is tapping into intuition. The Strength card is associated with the Leo zodiac sign, which is ruled by the sun. And the sun represents our own inner light or our intuition. When panic sets in, when worry sets in, when intense emotion sets in, logic can get clouded. The Strength card encourages us to trust our gut feeling and tap into that inner wisdom to navigate the situation. Now remember, the Strength card doesn't promise that difficult emotions will disappear. Instead, it offers a powerful message about how to face them with courage, self-compassion, and inner strength. So the Strength archetype is definitely having a big influence on this moon cycle's intention and affirmation. So I really wanted to dive very deeply into this archetype and give you some themes that at least I see when I look at the symbolic imagery of the Strength card. Now, diving into the Three of Swords, if you remember, on the new moon, we pulled the Three of Swords. So we've had a lot of repeating cards lately, and the Three of Swords is with us again this full moon. It's reappeared. So if it's with us again, there must be more for us to explore. And I think that this archetype is inviting us to glean a little bit more wisdom from its imagery, from what it has to offer us. And it's not exactly the easiest archetype to work with. This card portrays a heart pierced by three swords set against a backdrop of rain and stormy clouds. It speaks to emotional pain, deep hurt, and the challenges we face in the wake of heartbreak, sorrow, betrayal, separation, conflict, stress, you name it. All those challenging emotions, they can be represented by the Three of Swords. And I would kind of relate the other archetypes we pulled other than Strength, which are the Three of Swords and the Eight of Swords, to the energy of the lion in the Strength card. So I feel like these next two archetypes, the Three of Swords and the Eight of Swords, kind of represent different ways we might experience that intense energy that's represented by the lion in the Strength card. This leads us into the Eight of Swords, which depicts a blindfolded figure surrounded by eight swords. And this figure is seemingly trapped and unable to move forward. These swords that surround this figure represent mental or emotional barriers that restrict our freedom. Now, we all have these mental or emotional barriers, and life is never going to cease to give us opportunities to learn to understand what these barriers are and to perhaps overcome them. This card signifies feeling stuck, limited by indecision, or self-imposed constraints. Yep, we can do that to ourselves, self-sabotage, self-imposed constraints that maybe don't really need to be there. Now, I want to point out in this card, which is kind of one of my favorite cards, because there's a lot of depth to it. The swords aren't forming a complete circle, so they're not encircling the figure. There is a path out. It's obscured by the blindfold, but it is accessible. And this suggests that by relying on intuition or our feeling senses, rather than just logic, we can navigate through these limitations and find our way forward. It probably means we're going to have to try a different way, do something a little bit different, which might stretch us, right? It might help us to learn and grow. When these three archetypes appear together, so Strength, Three of Swords, and Eight of Swords, it can suggest a challenging situation that requires inner strength to overcome. Perhaps a recent heartbreak or emotional pain is causing us to feel trapped, but the presence of the Strength archetype encourages us to access our inner resources to overcome obstacles. So inner strength is a powerful force that allows us to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. It's not just about physical prowess, but about the mental, emotional, and spiritual fortitude that keeps us going when things get tough. Inner strength, again, isn't about brute force, but about the quiet power that allows us to weather life's storms. It's a blend of resilience, self-compassion, and determination. It's that voice that whispers, "I can get through this," even when we're faced with hardship and setbacks. Ultimately, it's the acceptance of yourself, flaws and all, that allows you to rise above limitations and create a fulfilling life. But while inner strength is undeniably a very valuable quality, it's not without its complexities. So I like to explore sort of the shadow side of this idea of inner strength, because it can swing towards unwavering resolve that morphs into stubbornness, or emotional control that can turn into suppression. So where we try to control or suppress our emotions rather than be present or with them. And self-reliance can lead to neglecting support systems. So inner strength doesn't mean, oh, I do everything on my own. It has to be this way because that's the only thing that will work for me. Or I'm not going to feel these emotions of intense panic, stress, fear. I'm going to bypass them, and that's inner strength. That's not what we're talking about here. True inner strength walks a tightrope. It's about using your unwavering spirit for growth. It's about maintaining empathy and acknowledging that even the strongest sometimes need help. I thought it would be nice to offer some journal prompts to support your care, your self-care, and spiritual practices this moon cycle, and to help us explore the intention and affirmation. So one of the journal prompts I would offer to you is to write a letter to a part of yourself that feels hurt, overwhelmed, stressed out, or betrayed. What does it need to hear right now, and how can you offer yourself gentleness and compassion in the midst of your pain? So the first journal prompt is to write a letter to the part of yourself that's feeling the intense emotion, and you can name whatever that emotion is, and then connect with that emotion and consider what it would need to hear from you right now. How can you offer gentleness and compassion to this part of yourself in the midst of it feeling very much in pain? Here's your second journal prompt. What resources or support systems are available to you that you might be overlooking? So journal prompt number two, what resources or support systems are available to you that you might be overlooking, or dare I say, avoiding? What small step could you take today to feel less restricted by your emotions? What step could you take today to feel less restricted by your emotions? And I would offer that journaling with these journal prompts could be one of those things that helps you feel less restricted by your emotions. This is why I put them into the podcast. Here's your third journal prompt, and you can choose one or all of these to journal with this moon cycle. It's up to you. List five things you admire about your own inner strength. How can you tap into these qualities to help you overcome the limitations you're currently facing? So journal prompt number three, list five things you admire about your own inner strength. How can you tap into these qualities to help you overcome the limitations you're currently facing? And I thought I would dive into some qualities of inner strength just to continue to explore it more. And just know that this is about taking the middle path with inner strength. So we're not trying to force anything. We're really actually trying to accept what is as it is in any given moment without bypassing or running away or becoming overly aggressive. All these things is a practice. It's not easy to do this all the time. So one quality of inner strength that stands out to me is resilience, that ability to bounce back from setbacks, disappointments, and failures. So knowing that we can learn from our experiences and then keep moving forward. Self-compassion is a big part of inner strength, in my opinion, which is understanding and treating ourselves with kindness, even when we make mistakes. And this allows us to learn and grow without getting discouraged. So we're going to make mistakes. We're going to screw up. We're going to drop the ball. We're going to do things we wish we hadn't. And I think it's just important to own those moments, like accept, yeah, I did that, and just try to do better the next time and learn from the experience. Obviously, when we do things or make mistakes, that we do things we wish we hadn't, we have emotions about that. But all in all, we need to be kind to ourselves in those times and acknowledge what we wish we would have done better and then do better moving forward. I also feel like a quality of inner strength is confidence. So a belief in our own abilities and worth. And I think confidence is connected to trusting ourselves to handle whatever comes our way. So just knowing that whatever crosses our path, we can handle it. We'll figure it out. We'll find a way. Determination is also something I consider a part of inner strength. And that's an unwavering commitment to achieve our goals and to honor the intentions that we hold for ourselves and for our lives, even when we're faced with obstacles. So sometimes when I hear the word determination, I think of powering through and maybe not listening to red flags that are emerging within myself, physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. But I don't think that's what I'm trying to say about determination. It's just I'm committed to what my needs and values and desires are. And even if I'm challenged, I still know that I can reach my goals. I can live the life that I want to live. I can get where I want to go. It might not look the way I thought it did, and things might change. And determination doesn't mean forcing. It just means I'm committed. I'm committed to the things that are important to me. I want to kind of talk about having a positive attitude, and this doesn't mean wearing rose-colored glasses or being overly positive, but I do think it's about having the ability to maintain a hopeful outlook, even in difficult situations, and our ability to focus on solutions and finding kind of the silver lining in things. Challenging times usually offer deep nuggets of wisdom if we're willing to do the deep work. And a positive attitude doesn't mean like, oh, this is so great. You know, I'm going to learn so much from this. It can be kind of messier than that. It just means that overall we hold some hope that we're going to make it and that everything's going to be okay. And that, yes, this is difficult, but I'll get through it. I also think that inner strength has a relationship to emotional intelligence, which is the ability to understand and manage our emotions, as well as recognize and respond to the emotions of others. So it means acknowledging when we're really angry, when we're in fear, when we're panicked. And those are really uncomfortable feelings to have. And when I use the word manage our emotions, I kind of don't like saying it like that. I'll have to think of a better way. I think I'm acknowledging that I feel this way. I can see why I feel this way or why others feel this way. And I can be present for this emotion without being completely overcome and swept away by it or overblended because it's so intense. I think that's a component of emotional intelligence. Self-discipline to me is also a part of inner strength, which I would describe as the ability to be mindful of our impulses and to stick to our commitments even when it's difficult. So showing up for ourselves on a consistent and regular basis. And consistency is also kind of a tricky concept because I feel like sometimes people hear that word and think, I have to do such and such every day on this schedule. And I don't think that's true. Consistency can take many forms. It might mean you show up for something in some kind of relative pattern over time, and that pattern can be unique to you, right? It doesn't mean we do the same things every day. It means over a week, a month, a year, you can see that you've shown up for yourself in a variety of ways several times. So there's a pattern there. I also think that a component of inner strength is independence, and I don't mean hyper-independence. I mean the ability to think for ourselves, make our own decisions, and take responsibility for our actions. I think that that's really important to engage critical thinking, to do research, to do self-exploration, to help understand our behaviors and our actions. I also believe that gratitude, so appreciating the good things in our lives, is super important to inner strength, especially when we're having a hard time. Is finding some things you can be grateful for, it fosters a sense of well-being and resilience. And lastly, a big theme, and this is one that I am constantly working with, is acceptance. The ability to accept what we cannot control, including our own flaws and limitations, so we can free up energy to focus on what we can change, what we can influence, and what we can control. So acceptance isn't about giving up, rolling over, and it's not really about any of those things, but it is about, okay, what's within the sphere of my influence? Okay, I understand what is within my ability to address or influence, and then taking responsibility for that and acting accordingly. And inner strength is such a big theme this moon cycle, and I think it's super important to remember that it's a journey, it's not a destination, it's a practice, and it takes time and effort to develop these qualities. But by cultivating them, you can build a strong foundation for navigating life's challenges and living a fulfilling life. So let's loop back really quickly to our moon cycle's intention and affirmation for this full moon. So here's our intention. Hardship is a universal experience. And for me, challenges have revealed a strength I didn't know I possessed. This strength is rooted in the ability to extend kindness and understanding towards myself and others, even in the face of hardship. Here's your affirmation. Self-compassion is a sign of inner strength. So be sure to look at the cards by going to bloomingwand.com, click explore, go to the blog tab. You'll find everything you need there. And if you'd like to share feedback or insights on this Moon Cycles podcast, go to the podcast tab and I have a form right there where you can send me your thoughts and insights. You know I love to hear from you. In the meantime, get those journals out, take good care of yourselves, and I'll see you on the new moon.